Robert Patterson has formed a production company based in Australia in association with another performer turned impresario, David Frost.
He's someone that I've always thought that I would enjoy getting to know and working with. And it's really just in the last year or two that our association has become formalized in the sense that we have a joint company in Australia together, which has meant we've seen much more of one another. And I must say, he's one of those people who the more you know, the more you like him. And I think that over the years, just watching as a spectator, as much as anything until recently, I think the thing that has always impressed me about him is that he has obviously won the trust and the respect of the people he works with. By that I mean artists who are notorious sometimes, not specific artists, but artists in general are notorious for wanting to try a new impresario each time and so on. And as one looks at the various artists who've peopled his career, one sees that there's a tremendous bond between them, which obviously means that he's done what they wanted, you know, that everything from, on the one hand, the flowers to, on the other hand, the accountancy have been spot on. Many of the things about Robert are a contradiction of the traditional Flash Harry, you know, image, wide, circular, neon-lit bow tie image of an impresario. I mean, he looks like the banker, really. I mean, he wears suits, you know, dark suits. He wears sober shirts and ties and this sort of thing. He deals with people honestly. He doesn't flatter in a wild way and tell an insignificant artist the greatest thing on earth. He is a man of his word and all this sort of thing. And if you saw him walking down the street, you would not say, "There walketh a show business mogul." You would say, "There is the next head of finance for X Corporation."